It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In Miami, it's the one wonderful WQAM on the go, go.
My nightmare right there. The stupid jingle from the 60s and then Daft Punk.
On the go, go.
On the go, go. Solana found this was... months ago, maybe even over a year ago, Solana found this website that has all these QAM jingles. Do you have that still in the system? Can you fire that off again?
Like the one that we just played, you mean?
The one we just played, yeah.
Yeah, give me a second.
It's such a great jingle because it has like that little just that kind of groovy drum right at the beginning and then it goes into it.
A little groovy.
In Miami, it's the one... wonderful WQAM on the go-go.
On the go-go. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour on the go-go. And you've got an official Panthers watch party tomorrow night. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Party starts at 7 p.m. Game starts at 7:30. And you can catch all the Panthers action tomorrow. I've got, obviously, full bar, food menu items, and prizes and mascot appearances. By the way, I just said they have food menu items, which is such a ridiculous thing to say. What does that even mean? They have food menu items. They're a restaurant. Of course they have food menu items. Also, no one has ever referred to food as food menu item, but I did. Put that in the montage for next year.
They have a beer menu too.
Yes. I meant to say they have a full drink menu. They have a full food menu and it just came out food menu items. If you're listening on your Google Alexa home system, you understand what I'm talking about. Do we have that? I'll give you one more for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. I'll give you one more. This one's real quick, isn't it, Solana?
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, I just have the drop. I also have the full segment. It's up to you what you'd like to play here.
Well, how long is the segment?
The segment is 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Play that right here real quick. This is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I'm celebrating my 11th anniversary, beginning of my 12th year in Afternoon Drive. When we were all home for COVID, there was a liner that we had to read, and it was for the Google Home Alexa system, whatever it was.
That's competing companies.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing back then, and this is how it came out. We're always curious, you know, we're bringing you the show every day. We're at our houses, and we're always curious how you're listening, why you're listening, and I've made it abundantly clear. There's a number of ways to listen to us. You could download the radio.com app, and you can favorite 790 The Ticket or 560 WQAM. You can go to theticketmiami.com or WQAM.com and click the Listen Live link. Or you can, if you got the Google Alexa, the home Google or Alexa, you can do listen to. I didn't have the liner in front.
I was gonna let it roll. Hey, Solana.
The Google home Alexa.
He done sold them. He done sold 8 companies. They merged. He merged 8 companies. Goodness.
You know what it was?
You can find that on Amazon.
I'm going to invest in that company.
No, I think it's Circuit City. Circuit City, right, Hawk? That's where they sell that? Circuit City.
You know what it was? Is I knew how terrible it sounded, but I thought I was in the clear. I thought I had gone far enough that I wasn't going to get busted. And then just out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, man. I don't know if you can find that anywhere.
I think Radio Shack has them, actually. Yeah.
I'm crying.
Man.
If you've got an Alexa or Google Home, just ask it to play 790 The Ticket or 560 The Joe WQAM. Oh, my God. I thought I was in the clear. I was so – you ever watch that show Locked Up Abroad? It's like they get – they're smuggling hash, and they get through the first security thing, and they're like, oh, I did it. I made it into Malaysia. There's going to be no problem. And then like 4 seconds later, someone taps them on the shoulder. Excuse me, can we see you in this room? And that's exactly what happened with me and Solana. I kind of felt like I had made it through security. I was like, oh, it was a rough one, but I made it through security. And then Solana came up, tapped me on the shoulder. Excuse me, sir. Huh?
Let me check out the Google Alexa Coke Pepsi right now. Come on. Come on over here with the right. Toyota.
I'll explain
Cadillac.
To you.
You made up something there.
Funny.
You've been doing this thing 11 years, Hawk. You've been doing that thing.
Huh?
You've been doing it, Hawk.
Solana mentioned breaking news, Dolphins. And I just want to make sure you're not getting April Fool's here.
I don't believe I am. I've done my due diligence. This is the Ian Rappaport account with 4.8 million followers on Twitter, at Rapsheet. And
Schefter tweeted it out as well, with the actual Schefter with 11 million followers.
Yeah. Calais Campbell will sign with the Arizona Cardinals on a one-year deal worth $5.5 million max value of $7.5 million. So perhaps.
Which is a little shocking because people thought he was coming back to Miami. I think Miami was under the impression he was coming back to Miami.
Or Baltimore.
Yeah.
I mean, you're certainly not going to chase a ring in Arizona.
No. First thing I thought about, because I didn't know, Zalana broke it to me a second ago. Arizona's where you're going when you're 38 years old trying to win? No, you're trying to, you didn't want to be in Miami.
Like, they gave him the opportunity last season. If they were going to get mathematically eliminated, they were going to let him sign with someone last season to chase a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to Arizona. Very odd to me.
It's odd to you. I think Calais is a very intelligent man, a very old intelligent man that understands what's going on.
But what's going on? So even if you think Miami stinks, you can't think that Arizona's any better. And obviously he played his career there, so I know he's got ties there, but he has ties to Miami as well.
I was going to say, remember Shaq Barrett wanted to go to Tampa because he lives in Tampa? I think that's kind of that thing too, where I've been in Arizona, I go back to Arizona. It is what it is.
But you know, to put into context, the Dolphins paid him $1.2 million a season ago.
Mm. And this is $5.5 million.
He's getting $5.5 million potentially with the incentives, which I would imagine are game based, performance based, $7.5 million. That's almost $6 million more than he made a season
right.
ago.
Right. Obviously, the Dolphins weren't going to offer that because they're so strapped financially anyway that they figured, oh, if you're coming back, it'll be for what we gave you last season. So, yeah, I don't blame them for that. Get an extra $5-6 million at the end of your career. Why not?
And on the Dolphins side, that puts a big hole next to Zach Sealer.
He was good, man. Calais Campbell was so surprisingly good.
We talked about him being the MVP of the team.
Yeah, yeah.
At times last season, and now he's not there.
And the locker room leader, which is right now the biggest question mark for McDaniel. How's he going to rally the troops again? How's he going to gain respect? Well, who's going to help him if Calais isn't there?
Benito Jones.
Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Man, ain't nobody. I wouldn't follow Zach to an ice cream shop.
Real quick look at the headlines with Solana by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Yeah, I think he played in Arizona 7 seasons. It's where he was drafted. Yeah. He played there from 08 to 2016. Calais Campbell will be 39 years old. Next season, he's 38.
I'm telling you, though, if I were him and someone was offering me $5, $6, maybe $7 million to play still, why would you? Yeah, I'd go anywhere, especially a place you have ties to.
Oh, he has his house out there. His kids might still be in school out there. Like, yes, that's a great ending for him.
He was also born out on the West Coast, too. I think he was born. He's Colorado native, I think, Denver. So it's not surprising that he wants to go back out there. But, yeah, I think the two teams everybody expected him to sign with, Hawk, were the Dolphins or Baltimore, which was a team he was rumored to go to last year if he was waived or cut by Miami. And I don't think Baltimore's in a position to be shedding out serious money either. So it makes sense. He probably just took the best paycheck out there, or at least the best paycheck from a team he was genuinely considering.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think, Crowder? Got a couple more years left in you to play next to Sealer?
Well, get down there and wrestle with them big boys? Hell no.
$5, $6, $7 million?
I got you. Hey, coach, 954-4. Give me a call, coach.
So Calais Campbell to the Arizona Cardinals. There was several NFL rule changes approved while the NFL owners are all meeting up at the Breakers Club in South Florida. I think the most important one that we overlooked was that the NFL has increased the per-team limit for throwback jerseys to be allowed to be worn in a season from 3 games up to 4 games a season. So, hey, Dolphins, you better wear the classic Dolphins jersey 4 times this season.
You have one more chance to see it.
This is a rule. They're talking about this as grown men on what jersey they're allowed to wear. That's silly.
It's actually not, but whatever.
I got 30, 32 billionaires sitting around talking about, hey, we got to put one more game of throwback. Man, that has nothing to do with competitive ability or pushes or it's silly. Wear whatever the hell you want to wear.
Nah, there's something to be said about the NFL sticking with traditional branding because the NBA got way too cutesy with it. Now you turn on a game in the middle of January and there's two teams that you can't even recognize on a bright pink.
No idea who's playing anymore.
Yeah.
I watch a Cavs game. I go, those aren't the Cavs colors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Grandpa.
I'm telling you. I can't see. I don't know who's playing. It says Cleveland on the bottom. No chance. Neither of these two uniforms look like the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Spider Mitchell, and then you see Jalen Brunson, and it's the Cavs versus the Knicks.
You don't even know who's on what team anymore. Everybody moves around.
Micah Parsons was offered the largest non-quarterback deal in NFL history, according to reports earlier today.
All right.
Mm. Bigger than Miles, but Garrett. Garrett got him a little lick.
Yeah.
He jumped Garrett. That's
reported.
Crazy.
He hasn't accepted yet. That's reported. And the Heat did win yesterday. They blew out the Wizards. They've won 5 straight, longest win streak of the season. They'll play the Boston Celtics mañana on the road to end this road trip.
Ira tweets out just minutes ago, Celtics injury report for tomorrow night. Al Horford, doubtful. Jaylen Brown, questionable. Drew Holiday, questionable. Kristaps Porzingis, questionable.
No reason for the Celtics to play anybody at this point. Not kidding. They're locked into the 2 seed, have no chance at the 1, have no chance at the Knicks overtaking them. They should be resting everybody.
Okay.
Porzingis is the X factor. I've been telling people that I've said it on the show a number of times.
The Heat are the 9 seed. Game ahead of Chicago. They'll play them in a week. Marlins tonight, in less than an hour, a little over an hour, actually an hour and 20 minutes. Game 2 versus the Mets. Sandy gets his second start of the season, and Inter Miami will play tomorrow at LAFC. That's an 11:30 p.m. start time. First leg of their quarterfinal match in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Nice afternoon in South Florida. Going to get a little chilly later on in the mid-60s. That's your weather.
It is? I thought it was like unseasonably hot.
I don't know. I made that up.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going.
April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah, but I it doesn't get lower than 75 tonight.
60,
it's getting chilly.
68 on my app.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, anniversary day. I mean, we're having the time of our lives. So
it's between 80 and 68 tonight.
Well, I had seen that it was going to be unseasonably hot next week. And it was very, very hot today. But then he said it's going to get chilly tonight.
I was just waiting to yell. I was waiting to yell, April showers bring May flowers all show. And that was my only chance.
It's not. My app, I lied there. I don't know why I lied. My app says mid-70s tonight as well. So
yeah. So you just lied.
I just lied.
Just flat out lied.
Just lie. I looked you right in your face. And I just...
You just flat out lied. The weather and just flat out lied.
I just, I did not tell the truth. I looked you right in the face. And
I did not tell the truth.
Bizarre weather report.
I lied. Yeah, I did.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is when I look my sexiest, when I'm at the cash pop machine.
Hawk and Crowder.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Don't forget, big Panthers watch party tomorrow night, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Had fun today. Got Hurricane Hotline coming up. Had fun today. 11th anniversary for me at QAM. And thank you to everyone who's been involved, and obviously including everyone on this show, because we have more fun than anyone should be allowed at the workplace. We have more fun. So appreciate it all. You know how much I love Gulfstream Park for horse racing. We did our show out there on Friday leading up to the Florida Derby on Saturday. They have live racing at Gulfstream Thursdays through Sundays. So make plans to spend a day at the races this spring or summer. A couple of great big events coming up at Gulfstream in the next couple of months. You can make reservations now. Sunday, April 20th is their famous Easter brunch at 10 Palms. That is a spectacular spread and a spectacular day of racing. And then mark it down, May 3rd. Plant yourself at Gulfstream Park for a Kentucky Derby watch party. It's a great day to watch, a great way to watch one of racing's biggest days. And then, of course, the Stanley Cup. I mentioned this yesterday. The Stanley Cup will be on display at 10 Palms at Gulfstream Park this coming Saturday. So come on out and see the Stanley Cup, take a picture, and grab a delicious bite in 10 Palms. Take in the live racing action as well. You can get all the details on all the events, all the daily race entries online. It's all at GulfstreamPark.com. Thank you all for listening to the anniversary show. Appreciate it. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Marlins, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
11 more years, Hawk.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.